It's time.
Well, and we very much appreciate you taking some time and talking with us a little bit about what has been, quite honestly, a unprecedented spring in terms of high school sports. You've had a very unenviable task in a lot of ways, and a lot of discussions obviously taking place. Kind of walk us through some of that and maybe give us the latest on what you know and maybe where things are headed from now.
Well, that's been probably the biggest challenge, is that all the unknown that we've been trying to deal with. The spring was very frustrating because we were just in reactionary mode most of the spring, trying to learn as we went and outguess things. And of course, here we're sitting here this morning where we'd be having our state track going right now, and it's a beautiful morning with just a light breeze, you know.
Of course,
so that
it
even
is.
Makes it harder when you see that. However, yesterday we had about 40 to 50 mile an hour winds, so those 3,200 meter runs, they would have been a challenge for those kids, and the field events would have been a little challenging. So, but what we've done now is we're just trying to be as proactive as we can. You know, I think the one thing is everybody's continuing to learn as we go, including our, you know, expert doctors and everybody else are learning. And so what we're trying to do right now is we have six committees that we've been working with here the last couple weeks for the six fall sports. And we're just trying to what if the heck out of them, I guess, as much as we can. If we had to start a week late, what does that look like? If we had to start 2 weeks late, if we started and then we had to, you know, have to shut down for a few weeks or 4 weeks, what does that look like? You know, and just trying to, again, we're going to have all this in place, and it might not make any difference because obviously whatever it's like at that time is going to dictate what we're going to be able to do or not do. But I've been real pleased with the the effort of the committees. And then we met 2 weeks ago. We started this, and after we met with the six committees, then we reported to the four districts. We meet with the four school districts or districts of the state, and we have about 17 to 19 schools per district. And so we had those six committees report to those districts. And then this week we came back then and we took the feedback that we received during those meetings and tried to focus in a little more even on culminating events. And so now we're done with that. And next week when we come back after Memorial Day, we will report again next week to those district meetings and see again if there's anything that anybody else has thought about that we need to be at least considering. And then we'll have our board meeting the first part of June and report those to the board and start. Some of it's going to take some pre-scheduling probably as far as looking at, four of our six sports in the fall have invites. And we're used to having those large invitationals in some of the sports. You know, swimming sometimes might have a 16 to 18 team meet or those types of things. We were just talking with the committee this week, the very first cross-country invitational that Casper hosts here on that first weekend last year had 640 kids. Well, we know that's not going to happen, and so we need to be preparing. How do we have more cross-country meets, for example, on that weekend to split those numbers up and around the state a little bit so that we can still be able to have some successful events for our kids.
Ron Laird, director of the Wyoming High School Activities Association, joining us this morning. Ron, as we've kind of followed the national discussion as far as college sports go, one of the issues that have been brought up is, well, maybe some states will be ready to go before other states are when it comes to sports and athletics. When you focus in on just Wyoming, you kind of have a similar situation where you look at some counties like Fremont and Laramie counties that have been hit harder than other counties, such as Lincoln and Uinta counties, that just haven't had the same issues. So do you see a situation where, when it comes down to it, even the state of Wyoming could maybe break this up and say, okay, and in these school districts, maybe they could have a little more freedom to do more activities and events than maybe some of these other counties would be available to do?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's one of the things we've kind of talked about as we've gone through this process, is I don't see any way that we're, unless everybody's just by then all on the same page, which we don't anticipate, the competitive equity is probably not going to be able to be there for everything. We obviously are going to attempt to do that as much as possible. But it's going to be a challenge if it remains how it is right now with, you know, with just a couple counties maybe that are spiking more than others. And so we're trying to work that in. I think we're in a little better place. I also think we're going to learn a lot from the colleges and from the NFL and the Major League Baseball as they all start trying to do things coming back through the summer here. I think we will learn from that as well. And so I think that'll be important as we go. But yeah, that could be a challenge. And, again, we just don't know where they're going to be at that point. You know, and I do know in Fremont County, they're doing a lot more testing than some of our other counties. And so, you know, I think any of us, if they were trying to test as many people as possible in our counties, all of us would probably spike, you know, a little bit more. So it's hard to get an accurate number on where everybody's at, but yeah, I think that's a good question and one we certainly are trying to balance.
Ron, is maybe put yourself in the shoes of a parent or an ardent fan for this next fall. What are some things that maybe as fans and as supporters of different programs that we should maybe be preparing for? Are there some things that we can be doing to kind of get our minds right in case things go a different direction? I mean, are there some things we can do to prepare for different contingencies?
Well, yeah, that's a good question also. I think, you know, right now we've already, from our end, we've allowed, if school districts are okay with it and if their local health authorities are okay with it, they can go ahead and start their summer workout, so to speak. If they can come into, you know, weight rooms or the open gyms or, you know, even camps. We've never been in the camp business here, so camps have always been left up to school districts. And so again, I think they're going to learn some things as we go through that process. I do know we've already had several school districts that have gotten their plans approved, but I think what you're going to see is just the protocols that are going to have to be in place no matter how it looks. We have purposely at this point not even dealt with the fan situation because we don't know what those numbers are going to be like, and that's going to be dictated to us. But we have had the discussion of, and graduations has helped, has helped some of the schools with that. Wheatland, for example, you know, up until yesterday, they had not had a case over there. So they were allowed to actually bring families to their graduation, put them in the stands. But their plan went through, you know, their local health and then went to the state health and even had to get approved by the attorney general before it was finally finalized. I don't see that process having to be in place for every single athletic event, I guess, but I can certainly see people, you know, if we are able to have fans needing to be, you know, temperatures taken and then just those types of things are probably going to be part of that process as we go through. You know, the other thing, Legion Baseball did start this week, which I was kind of surprised they were able to end with fans. And so that could be good or bad for us. If it goes well, I think that'll help us. If it doesn't, then, you know, that might have a setback for us. My point to the state health department when I've been talking with them about that is, you know, there's a lot of volunteers that are involved in Legion Baseball and a lot of good people, but they don't have quite the same, restrictions and be able to oversight the way school districts would. And so I hope if it doesn't work that they don't look at, well, this isn't going to work in the schools, because I think we would just have some better protocols in place to be able to make sure they were enforced.
Ron Laird again joining us this morning, Wyoming High School Activities Association Director, talking about the upcoming fall sports season for high school sports. Ron, of course, academics always will trump athletics. And you mentioned these committees and trying to throw the what ifs at them. Has one of the what ifs been, what if a school district starts the year with schooling at home once again? Are there still going to be athletic competitions in that type of situation and scenario?
Well, if we were like this spring, and no one's allowed to come back, which I don't anticipate that, but let's go that way. then we wouldn't, obviously, if all the schools are closed. One of the things we've looked at, and again, this, a lot of these things are still going to be discussions we're going to have with our board coming up, but we have our weather policy. We have a current policy where if, let's say state basketball, 75% of the schools can't get there, or more than 25% can't get there, then we'd look at an alternate plan. But if more than 75% can get to state basketball, you know, then you need to get there. And so we're kind of, since we have that rule in place, that might be a benchmark we would look at. If we have 75% of the schools that can participate in something, then we'd probably go ahead and go. If it's more than that, or more than the 25% that couldn't, then we need to, we'll have a plan B in place. We don't have that in place at this point, but those will be some of the discussions that we would have.
Ron, thank you so much for your time. Director of the Wyoming High School Activity Association. Anything else you feel is worth mentioning here as we have this discussion this morning?
Well, you mentioned academics, and so that you'll see as we get closer to August. And again, these aren't going to be finalized. I mean, they're going to be something that we have and hope that will work. But trying to keep kids a little bit closer to their districts as much as we can in some of the things, just so that we can. We know that this spring's been a tough academic challenge for our schools as well, and so we want to make sure that we know they're going to be playing a lot of catch-up in some aspects, and so trying to keep those kids in school as much as we can is needs to be a priority.
Director Ron Laird, Wyoming High School Activity Association, joining us this morning during First Bank Sports Friday. Ron, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.